now listening to Beyond the Veil, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
The following live broadcast may not be suitable for all ages. The views expressed in this show are solely those of the individual providing them and do not represent the opinion of this station, website, or any affiliated partners. Audience discretion is advised.
Everyone tonight, welcome to Beyond the Veil, the secret world. I almost said it as the count. Beyond the Veil. We have some pretty awesome stuff to talk about tonight, because we're going to be talking about the I want to call it the animated clay. Someone correct me before I even say it, which I already said it, so you might as well just correct me now.
The animate clay.
The animate clay. Yes, just like animate. I almost said enema, but yeah, anyway. I'm really bad of names, apparently. Yes, I had two Reese's Pieces, sue me. And we're going to get through to the show, so hi, Dash. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Ish. Yeah, I'm good. I can say I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. I am good. And we also have Galatrix. How are you, Galatrix?
I am good as well.
That is awesome. Because everything is awesome! Sorry. You guys watched the Lego movie?
Not yet. I want to.
Oh my god, I got that. Every now and then I get that stupid theme song stuck in my head. We brought the kids to go see it, and yeah. Because everything is awesome! It's cool when you're building a dream! Anyway, Gigabyte, how are you tonight? Or should I say Bane?
Yes, I'm doing rather well, thank you.
Not too bad, thank you very much.
Awesome. And Myth, how are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty great. I just opened up a deep mystery box and a regular mystery box, and among other things got a 50 AP injection and a 3-day AP boost.
Yeah,
oh, it's better than what I got. I got a deep mystery box. I opened it, and I got 3 black bullion, a signet of valor, and common black bullions.
All know, from one box?
That was in the deep mystery box that I just got. From the other one that I got from the other thing, the Mankini thing, I got 1.3 million packs.
So how did you guys get multiple boxes?
You I get bought a deep mystery box as the reward for completing all 4 investigation missions.
Oh, okay.
I just bought mine.
And is it just me, or is every time I hear deep mystery box, I'm thinking of a really bad porno?
Don't Seriously. You think of really bad pornos for, like, everything you hear?
Oh, come on. Seriously, it's come on. I'm not that bad.
Yes, you
name
are.
Me some. Name me
Things
something that I would not
every
think of a porno.
Day. Oh, I don't know. I can't think of one.
There you go. There you go.
Part of being a man. It's fine.
Speaking of being a man, you know, manly man, the Mankini is no longer available in the game at all, completely. Literally gone. It's woof, out the door. So we all received, everyone that bought the Mankini, that is, has received this letter in the mail. Could you read the letter there, please, Gigaboy? Gigtastic?
Oh,
or Bane?
Sorry. I didn't realize you meant that particular one. Sorry. There
what
is.
What one did you? Oh, okay.
Found it. It's alright. thank you for purchasing our April Fool's outfit, the Mankini. Where are we? As the short and playful period after the 1st of April is over... I've just lost the email. 1 second. Sorry.
How do you lose an email?
I accidentally closed the window.
Oh. Epic fail.
Found it again. As the short and playful period of after the 1st of April is over, where we hope you had ample opportunities to strut around in the striking Mankini, all of these outfits have now been removed from the game. Your purchase has been fully refunded, and you have been given a free mystery box, which will be in your inventory or delivered items. We hope our prank did not cause any inconvenience. Best regards, Funcom.
Now, how many of you are cheesed off about this?
I'm only mad that I didn't buy it.
Yeah.
No, not mad at all. I thought it was pretty good.
Okay. I thought it was pretty good as well. I mean, not that they removed it, but, you know, I'm not sad that they removed it, because I had fun running around in Mankini, but I think I wouldn't have wore it past those couple of days.
Nah.
No, to be absolutely honest, I totally agree with you, Galatrix. I do not foresee any reason why I would wear it past the show that we had it, because I only bought it because of the show, right? Because I wanted to do the whole, you know, Baywatch thing, which also sparked the fact that I wanted to do a Baywatch video of me running in the Baywatch in the Mankini. So I'm a little bit perturbed that it's gone now, because I can't do that now. I should have did it then, but I didn't have the time. One of the things that really irritates me is when I sit down and put money down on something, you know, and then you take it away. It's like, well, wait a minute here, you know, why did you put it in the store to begin with? I bought it. But what doesn't make sense is, okay, the Mankini, I get it. I get the funny of the Mankini. Thing is, it didn't show anything bad, you know. So it's just a glorified piece of string. But really, if you bust it down, it's kind of like a spandex. But, you know, the survival suit, like the aqua body suit or whatever for the women, is that still in the store?
Yep.
It's still there?
Yep.
So what do the guys get to wear?
Nothing.
I don't see the bodysuit still in the store.
I was gonna say, is it?
It should be. People said that on the forum. They removed the Mankini, but not the wetsuit.
I don't see it. I don't know if they removed it from the game or not, but it's not in the store.
It should be in the store, unless they did remove it again today.
Yeah, it's definitely not here.
Might not be under new items or something.
I checked under outfits, too.
Okay.
Maybe they did remove it, so because everyone complained about that. They said, why did you remove Mankini but not the wetsuit? Because
the whole thing
was called gender equality, but, you know, obviously they made it inequal when they removed the Mankini.
Yeah, but this is the thing.
Maybe that was the second part of the prank.
Surprise!
It's a commentary on gender equality.
But here's the thing. Here's both sides of the story. Why is... Okay, for one, we can't even confirm or deny that the swimsuit's still in game. Because, I don't know, did any of you guys actually bought... Well, I suppose Dash and Antita are the only two that would have bought it. But neither one of you
maybe
bought it.
Maybe Rowan.
So. Yeah, but he's still away on vacation. So we cannot confirm or deny that the glove is still in the glove. The reason why I say glove is because it's like Body Glove. That's the brand of one of the most popular swimsuits or scuba suits or whatever. It's called Body Glove. They also use it for surfing too. So that's why I keep referring to Body Glove or to glove. But other than that, unless we start running down some random, you know, females in game and asking them if they bought a swimsuit lately, I don't know if we're gonna, I don't know if we're gonna be able to answer that tonight.
Well, I mean, we could always get some of our listeners to message us on Twitter or something like that. So if we anyone who did buy the scuba suit, and if you still have it, yeah, message us, let us know.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so here's the question. Boom. If you have be the first person Okay, this is opening right now. Boom, it's open now, okay? We might not be able to get to you, you know, until later on. But this is open now. So this is for everyone that's watching live and everyone that is listening on the Stitcher Satellite Radio or on iTunes. If you have bought, if you're a female, okay, if you have a female tune, well, you don't necessarily have to be female. You can be a guy with a female tune like Rowan. But if you have a female tune in-game and you have bought the scuba gear, look in your inventory, see if you still have it in your dressing room. If you still have it in your dressing room, you know, send us an email. Or, sorry, send us a tweet to @BeyondTSW and we'll send you a faction dog tag. I did say the first person, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And just to reiterate, the first person that sends us that confirms that it's gone or it's here. We're asking you guys, you know, confirm or deny, is it here? Let us know. But, yeah, so we'll keep an eye out for that. Confirm or deny. But anyway, so we can't really confirm or deny right now. I guess we're going to be waiting for tweets to start tweeting at us. But I don't like the fact that they took it away because I'm a collector. I like buying my clothing, the clothing that I like, and I love Borat. I love that movie Borat. I think it's hilarious. Mind you, there's like one in particular scene in the whole movie that's like 3/4 of the way through where they're like naked when they break up. When the Borat and his little PR guy, they break up. I would really not want to see that. I skip that part every time. I don't quite like that part anymore. Or I never did. But I really like the movie. And I there could be lots of potential RP or, you know, practical joking around or having fun stuff you can do with the suit. So now that's gone, I'm not quite happy about that because it seemed like that was kind of a waste. And now, speaking of Borat, it's been on the forums that, you know, people are thinking that maybe it wasn't an April Fool's joke. It just happened to be convenient, right? That it was April Fool's that they released that outfit, which the outfit wasn't part of the spring, you know, or sort of summer. If they had this outfit before, why didn't it release it during the summer? But people in the forums are speculating, and this is speculation, that because of the Borat IP, they were asked to remove it. Because, you know, the Mankini is tied to Borat, apparently.
I highly doubt that. I don't think there's a coincidence that it happened to be April Fool's Day.
I think they deliberately planned this to be an April Fool's joke, which is why it came out this time. They were going to remove it. It was their plan all along. I don't think it was a copyright issue because I don't think. Because I've seen like green mankinis on sale everywhere. I mean, it's not.
They exist everywhere outside of the movie.
Too. Yeah, that was around long before the movie started using it. It was just convenient. Mm-hmm. It was a funny thing you could use.
I think
the biggest gripe that people had with this was that you had to spend real money to or Funcom points or whatever because people bought points just to buy this thing. And when they took it away, they said, "Here's some bonus points." But then people were like, "But we actually spent real money to get real Funcom points to do this." So, you know, they didn't get back what they were, they didn't get back what they put in. I bought a pair of green sunglasses to go with the Mankini, and now I have those, but they don't go with anything I've got. So, you know, I wasted my bonus points on those. Obviously, I don't get a refund on those because, you know, that's something extra I bought.
Yeah, this is, the thing is, ultimately, I think it was a bad idea. It was fun.
Yeah.
But I think it was a bad idea. You know, for something like this.
I think it was
like
a bad idea to put it out in that way, like for Funcom points. If they swapped it around, said this is the item of the month as the joke and gave it to everyone for free,
then,
you know, people wouldn't have minded.
Maybe, yeah.
Or they could have used something like the Twitterverse experiment and then have like Richard Sonic say, "Yeah, I just bought my Mankini down at, you know, Pangea." And then have a horde of people going and then see the Mankini is like on sale for like a million packs in Pangea. Have like an actual, you know, it would have spent just a little bit more resources, I think, for Funcom, but to actually put the Mankini on a mannequin, which would be funny as hell, a Mankini on a mannequin in Pangea where everybody's gawking. And then, you know, you buy it there, right? And then you run around, boom, they take it away. It's like, oh crap, they took it away, but they gave us the money back. You know, I think that would have been funny.
Mm-hmm.
I think this was poorly implemented, because I understand why some people would be pissed off. You know, spending Funcom points spending real money to buy Funcom points, then to turn around to spend it to get the Mankini, or it could not just have been the Mankini. There is no reason why the scuba gear got taken away.
Well, I mean, because it was part of the whole joke. And the thing about people buying points is, yeah, it really sucks that people bought points to get that thing. But, I mean, the end of the day, you still chose to buy Funcom points. And it sucks that you're not going to use it on that. But, I mean, that's an issue right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that came in handy.
You could turn around and spend it on, yeah, the new thing that just came out. So, I mean, either way, you chose to spend that money on the game, and it's still going to be used on the game, so let's just be positive about it.
Well, I know, but you got locked with in-store credit. That's the one thing that I hate.
Yeah, but you still chose to buy it, at least.
You know, but it's false. It is false advertisement. If you walk down that road, it's still false advertisement.
Mm-hmm.
You're advertising a product. People spent money on the product, then you took the product away. Okay, let's look at it this way. Okay, here's a good example. What's your favorite, I don't know, let's say, Dash, you're walking down the road, you go to your favorite game, you know, let's say GameStop, okay? I don't know if you guys have GameStops there, we have them here. EB Games, GameStop, same thing. We walk into GameStop, then you walk in, and then for sale, all of a sudden, boom, they have like, I don't know, Sims 15. I know you like Sims. They have Sims 15 Collector's Edition, right? The only way you can buy this is you can buy this with those little with the little gems that go over top of their head. So you actually have to spend your money in the store and convert that money to those gems to go and buy the special edition Sims pack, okay? So now you've spent your money, got your little gems, your little... What's the currency in Sims? I forget.
Okay, I'm just gonna stop you here because, like, my thing is you're gonna end up saying that they take it back and give me the points, and I'm gonna be cool because I'm probably gonna spend those points on those things anyway. So if they took the game back for some reason, I'd just wait and spend it on the next thing that comes out. That's just who I am. It's not just because it's a game that I'm thinking that. I mean, if I went to a store and bought something and they recalled that thing and I had to take it back and got my store credit, then that wouldn't really bother me.
Well, okay. Hang on
but
a second.
What happens
I
if
just
they
really,
don't put something out that
you'd want? I don't
want to
drag this out.
Want.
It's not that big of a deal. I mean, it's just...
Well, no, I mean, looking at it from a pure retail perspective, because that's what I do. I work in retail. You're discounting the original purchase. The purchase you made wasn't the outfit. The purchase you made was the points.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same as buying a gift card in a shop.
Yep.
You buy a gift card, use that gift card to buy something in the shop. Yeah, you're already limiting yourself to buying something in that shop.
Yep.
If you take that back, if you take that product back, you don't want that anymore, you want something else, you're not going to get your money back. You're going to get the gift card back.
Which doesn't change the original, but you chose to buy the gift card for that shop is what I'm saying. Precisely. Like, if you weren't saying in the future, like, you're saying I'm going to spend this much money in this place, you're not saying, I'm just saying, like, the game comes out with issues. There's plenty of other stuff to spend it on. If you chose to spend $10, $15 on Secret World, you're using the money for a Secret World. Maybe you don't use it on the outfit now because you got it back, but you also got a gift with that, which was the Deep Mystery Box, and then you're going to use the money for content in the future anyway, so you're actually getting a free mystery box, and that outfit, I don't think many people would have worn that very long anyway. I mean, they even... it being April Fool's Day, I would have looked out for Funcom doing something like this.
Yeah. Especially when other companies like Blizzard are well known for doing April Fool's jokes.
This was a light joke. Website. I mean, other games go insane. Yeah.
Just about.
There were some criticisms I read about it as well. Like, what if you bought Funcom points?
You cut off.
They said, what if you bought Funcom points? They give you the refund in bonus points. They said that, I think Esmeralda would have said, that these ones will not expire because, you know, obviously that would suck if your bonus points expired.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. But they said, like, what if you bought a bunch of Funcom points and, you know, they gave you back bonus points? But, you know, you would have preferred getting back your Funcom points, you know, the actual Funcom points, because those could be spent on other games in Funcom, like you could spend them in Anarchy Online or whatever.
Yeah, I don't believe you can spend your bonus points on any other game unless you
you're locked into TFW. Game,
yeah.
I could understand that, yeah.
That's
and there's
fair.
Other people that said that they bought the thing now because they thought it would go away because, you know, like some things disappear from the store but they don't disappear from your inventory. Like, you know, we all had this urgency, like, what if this disappears in 3 days like the Figurus Paduri did? Or, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And also, there are people who bought the female scuba gear, but they didn't really want to get it. They just got it because it matched the mankini or whatever. You know, like your husband has the mankini, so you buy the scuba gear for yourself, but they didn't really want it. And then the mankini was taken away, but the scuba gear wasn't taken away, and they didn't get a refund. And they were like, oh...
Well, and I don't see it now, so hopefully they fixed that. Hopefully,
and then you also have the other boat, right? You also have the other boat that people actually wanted the scuba gear, and now it's taken away.
Yeah, you know? There are people who actually wanted it, and now it's taken away. There's no win-win situation for Funcom with this.
Either way, the whole thing's a headache. Go ahead.
Maybe they'll put the scuba gear back up in the store to rebuy.
For both genders.
I think that would have been the best thing right there. I think the best thing would have been... This is my opinion, was to take the Borat mankini thing away and give the men scuba gear. Because that, to me, was gender equality. Like, you know, you get scuba gear.
Yeah, but you weren't buying scuba gear as a man. That would piss more people off, because they'd be like, I bought this, and they gave me a completely different outfit that I may not want.
No, you know, that's true, too. That is true,
you're
going to
piss
too.
Someone off no matter how you go about it, unless
people are pissed off about it.
Yeah, someone's going to get mad anyway. I think that it was a really funny joke, and... hopefully people will get over it quickly.
Well, the internet is the internet.
Yep.
I think I've gotten over it now.
That's
the thing is, I didn't actually, honestly, I didn't even see it as a joke. I thought, hey, I got a cool outfit. I bought the cool outfit. Now the cool outfit's gone.
You didn't see the Borat thing as a joke, really?
Come on, it's
TSW and they put that out.
I know, but the thing is, that's what the disclaimer says at the beginning of the show. Each opinion is blah 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 stuff like that. That's the way I took it in honesty. I took it not as a joke. The thing is, I didn't even remember it was April Fool's Day. I had no idea. You know, it just didn't click in my head that it was. It wasn't even April Fool's Day. It was like the day after or a couple days after for me that I seen it. Or I think it was something like that. I'm not sure. Was April Fool's on Thursday? I think it was like a day or two before.
It was on Tuesday last week.
Yeah. So
whatever.
So to me, I didn't even click in. I bought it on Tuesday just for the show. But either way, it's a dead horse. You know, people on all sides of the fence are kind of upset about it. Hopefully, they'll decide to do something different in the future. Well, I hope they do.
Can we just do a shout out for the people who did enjoy it? Because I don't want like people to listen to the show and think that like no one enjoyed it. Because I read a lot about people who really thought it was a good prank.
Shout them out then.
Well, I mean, I don't have names or anything, but we've been talking about the negatives and that a lot of people were complaining. I just want to point out that a lot of people
did like it.
So
there
thank
is
you
positives.
For from us.
Mm-hmm. We had one hell of a show last week. We had a hell of a time last week wearing mankinis. Where else could you see me, Galatrix, and Gigabyte running around in Kingsmith, you know, killing Drogue with her ass cheeks hanging out?
Oh, yeah. Plenty of
Given the option, probably any day. If you could.
Honestly, that's true. That's true. And there was no happy sex involved in the creation of that episode.
Thank God.
Hey, the mankini comes out of the drop of a hat.
Exactly, just whip it out. Anyway, but yes, enough. It has both sides, both drawbacks, good and bad. So it is as it is. We'll see what happens next year. So right now, we're actually standing in front of this cool little, what is this place called? PC Pop?
PC bang. I think the text is that, but I don't think it says that outside the building unless the Korean symbol means bang.
Okay, well, we can always just take a look outside. Maybe, maybe
because it says PC black hole, I think, out there.
PC black hole. Yeah, PC black hole.
Unless that's something else, and just the PC with the Korean symbol means PC bang, and then black hole is something else.
Now I wonder, in this is, where are we? Where is Seoul anyway? This Korea. Is Korea? Okay, this is Korea. So, I wonder, do they normally have, like, stores on top of a police station? Is that,
I think
is that,
do.
Is that
like
normal?
Like in Asia, like, I've been to Hong Kong and they have all kinds of weird stuff going on. Like you've got a store on top of a I don't know, an office.
Oh, that's normal. That's normal. That's we have those here. It's just very, very like, you know, police stations here is actually a station. You know, you have your whatnot so far. This looks like it's just one room for a bunch of cops and that's it. It doesn't go past this room.
Rooms further back that we're just not allowed into.
Well, let's not forget, you know, this is an area of the world where there is very little space for them to build, especially in places like Korea, China, Japan. So it wouldn't surprise me if they had something along those lines, because, like I say, they do have a very small amount of space to build.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, this is the first time I've actually paid attention. Normally when I run past a police station, I assume the whole building is a police station. This is the first time I actually notice that there's actually something above it. So that's kind of cool. Actually, this is the police station. For those of you who are looking for this police station, I think this is the police station that has the agents in the, what was it, Slaughterhouse 666? Was it in that, what are those games? Those ARG. Reality games? ARGs, yeah. Those were the agents that was in that ARG, wasn't it?
I don't know. I didn't play it. I think you.
No, I never played it.
Nice. Well, in one of the ARGs, I think it was Slaughterhouse 666, way back in the beginning, like nearly 2 years ago. There was a bunch of videos of live action actors. They did a bunch of videos and they were, you know, in Korea and they were police officers. And I think this is them downstairs. I do believe some of the names actually match up, but maybe that'd be good to check out in the lore sometime. But anyway, we're up here and actually I don't know nothing about this. Apparently computers work up here. I'll let you guys say about these computers before we actually go start to talk about something else. So if you guys would like to tell us, you know, what's going on with these computers.
Well, they were added on Tuesday at the same time the investigation mission pack was released. And one of the investigation missions involves using a text-based game. And what they've done here at PC Bang is given you a reason to come to Seoul, because now these six PCs, you can actually put in six custom game files into your, you know, Secret World custom folder, you know, the same place that you put mods, and run custom text-based games made by members of the community.
Cool.
So, it's kind of like a thing that you can do now. You can make your own text-based game, share it with your friends, and then play them here in-game.
So, they're
kind of answering our demand for a foundry.
Kind of. In a text-based way.
Yeah.
Maybe if the text-based adventures are good enough, they'll ask the creator about making it into a real mission.
Oh, maybe.
That'd
be pretty cool.
Uh-huh. Now, we don't know if there's any information on how to build one of these yet, is there?
If you go into the game files, like, they have these dummy ones in there that you can look at. They've got comments
Where?
In them, like... let me just open up one of these PCs. It says in the data GUI customized text games folder, like if you actually open up one of these XML files, they have comments in them that help you to build your own one, or if you like take one of them as a template and then just fill it in.
Where's the custom GUI folder?
It's in your secret world program files folder.
Okay.
You know, it's almost next to the one where you put in mods, like.
Okay, so when you click on his computer, it'll say there's no game and blah, blah, blah. The address is on your computer. If you go to the address, that address actually on your computer, you'll see those files that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what I was missing. That was the connection. So that would be where you'd have to store this XML file for the game to be able to play.
Yep.
Hmm. Now, I wonder if they're going to come out with some kind of creator or whatever, or some kind of a cheat sheet to be able to just plug and play, you know, type in story here, type in answer, you know, stuff like that.
Maybe. I wonder if someone would make a mod for that.
Yeah, definitely. It actually sounds kind of cool, but I doubt I'll ever play one, because I'm having a hell of a time with, I do believe, it's immersion.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm having a hell of a time with that one as it is, so I'm on level 2. I'm on game 2. We're halfway through game 2, I do believe. So, yeah, I'm not sure if I'll play it. But now, how are we going to share these with the community? Does it stay in the computer?
Well, because it only shows up on your personal thing, just like when you put in a mod, only you can, you know, see that your own mod. You know, so you're gonna have to share your file, say, with a friend. They'll put it in there. If someone else sends them another thing, they'll have to take it out and replace it with something else.
I'm sure there'll be a section in the forums full of people sharing their adventures soon enough.
Yeah,
there's not already. It wouldn't surprise me.
Yes, definitely. Well, we're gonna have to keep an eye on that.
Most. Yeah, I think it's interesting that they've added something here in Seoul. Like, you know, like they have the Albion Theatre in London.
Mm-hmm.
They have this thing in Seoul. I don't think they have anything in New York yet, apart from the New York Raid.
Well, it gives a reason for people to come here, to come to Seoul. Thing is, I don't think we ever do it. I just seen a bunch of people run past me a little while ago. See, look at that. We're already bringing people to Seoul.
They're coming here because Immersion's in here as well. Immersion sends you here.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and tattoos. I think, what, Dashy just said tattoos?
Yeah.
Yes, we want tattoos. Tattoos are awesome. Because everything is awesome! But, seriously, this is good. I'd like to see more, you know, more life, you know, brought to Seoul. Especially New York, since I'm a Lumi, I'm a New Yorker. But I'm glad one of the missions actually takes you there, so it's something good of use. And we're going to be talking about that here in a minute. But first, let's find out what happened to us last time.
Last time on Beyond the Veil, the Secret World.
How many of you guys have actually bought the Mankini?
Nope.
No.
Why not? Oh, come on.
I have a small enough package as it is.
They make pills for that. Honestly,
I definitely got it on the day it came out.
Actually, I lied. I'm quite well endowed.
Where are you?
Too bad,
come kill Drag with me. Yes, memories of a Mankini. The Gigabyte Edition. But wait, order now. So, we talked it over, and we are going to go over... Was there anything else we were supposed to do other than the mission? I forgot. We got hung up on the Mankini thing. I think that was it, right?
Probably, I don't know. It's hard to remember these things, because every week you say you're going to do something, like next week we're going to go back to our dragon thing, I think you said next week.
Yeah. Last week. Yeah, we were so going to go back to the dragon thing, and then they gave us a bunch of awesome content. And then now I want to cover the content, and then when we're done covering content, we can do part 2 of, you know, we got noobed, you know. That's creepy. I never noticed that picture. So right now, I am in New York. So the rest of the cast can, you know, meet up on me here. I'm just looking at a creepy picture. thing is, I played missions with this guy in it. No, I can't remember for the name for the life of me what his name is. Aldini or something?
Yeah.
Is it?
Dr. Aldini.
Doctor, oh, look at that. Anyway, so we're going through... Oh, yeah, I was supposed to go to Dr. Aldini. So, one of the coolest things that happened is a bug happened. No, not really. One of the coolest things happened was on Tuesday. I want to say Tuesday. I think it was Tuesday. Was it Tuesday? Yeah. Normal updates are usually on Tuesday, so I want to go with Tuesday. I love this face. It's always creeps you out every time you walk in. Really? Do you think they'll really put that in New York? But this is in the warehouse district, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I probably could get away with it. That is really cool, Frankenstein. Really cool. So normally the downloads or the updates, the patches, and everything's on Tuesday. So Tuesday came out. Just like we were told, the side stories mission pack was released, and I can purchase it for just over 700 Funcom points. So I'm thinking it's going to be like 960.
Yeah, 960 that's what I thought as well.
Something like that. For non-subscribers, it's 960.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty good, actually, because last week we were guessing these things, and you were saying... maybe it will come out on Tuesday, and it did. And then you're saying it would be around 700 Funcom points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Look at that. Maybe I should start telling everybody when New York is coming out, because I seem to be on a roll so far, right?
New York.
It's out.
What?
You're in it.
You said New York.
Oh, crap. I mean Tokyo. See, I can't tell you when Tokyo's coming up because I already blundered it.
New York
Sorry.
Is a lie. We're actually getting a second New York instead of Tokyo.
Yeah. And you, have to, and you so have to
new
jump
new
in
York.
This guy's face.
New
Did you York. Guys notice that way up on the roof there, there's a morning light thing? I just noticed that mm-hmm. now.
Yeah.
Everywhere, man.
Literally everywhere.
Uh-huh.
And this guy's picture, Aldini's picture, is, like, literally posted all over the place.
Yep.
Yeah. He graffitied himself everywhere.
But the thing is, the graffiti weirds me out. Because the graffiti looks too good. It's not that... But, you know, like, it doesn't look like graffiti. It looks like someone literally just made the paper...
I don't know about that. I went to school in Center City, Philly, and I've seen some pretty good graffiti.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you can see some good stuff in inner cities. It's, amazing.
People
in some
can
cases,
also do, like, sticker graffiti where, like, they print out, like, very large things and stick them up.
Okay.
So there's always options.
Okay, no, I suppose that works. But, when the DLC came out, first off, for those of you who did not get it within the first half hour, or the first hour, or the first day, you probably ain't gonna have this problem. I know some of you guys didn't even have this problem at all, it just seemed to be localized to me. I bought it completely, but it did not show up, and I think I waited nearly, 40 minutes. Something like 40 minutes before I finally gave up. Because I wanted to play the mission with everybody, and people are already ahead of me. So when I bought the mission, it did not go to my delivered items. It did not go into my inventory. It did not go to my claim items. And whenever you buy something, those are the first three places you should look if you're missing something. Look for those three places, then go and ask for help.
Reload your UI and then check again and then ask for help. Mm-hmm. And give it a good 10 minutes at least.
Because that...
You cut off.
That happens to me sometimes when I buy something in the store and it doesn't show up. What you have to do is you have to zone somewhere else or log out to the character screen to refresh your delivered item spots because it is in there.
/camp.
Yep.
Yeah, do a /camp. And that should actually bring it to the loading screen, like Latry says, and then go back in, and you should have it in your inventory. That's what I did. I waited 45 minutes, and boom, I finally decided to, I was going to end it. That's it. I have other stuff to do, And yeah, I went to log out, and Latry had mentioned to camp. So I camped, came back in. Sure enough, I had it. So it's going to give you a map. Let's bring up the map here. Now, the thing, what I didn't notice about the map when I looked at it just moving it here. Like, hey, yes, the first one it brings up is New York City. You know, big Illuminati symbol there shows you exactly where the Illuminati base is, which is weird. Why would you do that? But anyway, it also says, yeah, the animate clay gives you the coordinates, you know, to go to, you know, obviously to Aldini. Did I say his name right?
Dr. Yeah. Anton Aldini!
Aldini! Anyway, tells you to come to him because I think he gives you the chainsaw. He has the chainsaw mission, right? And that was part of digging deeper. Now, that's the last time I remember being with him other than getting my face nip and tuck every now and then. sorry. But anyway, so we're actually here with him. The map tells you to go to him. So you go to him, and then this is where you start this particular mission. But the thing is, also keep in mind, when you look at the map, there's nice shiny little arrows that go left and right. I didn't notice that. Be absolutely honest, I had
first. Then I looked at it again when I was done the animate clay, and I was like, ah, okay.
Yeah, I told you about that, didn't I, yep. Xander?
Yep.
Because I noticed it the second time I looked at it, I was like, oh, hang on, there's arrows there.
Yep, I thought it was the one map. Once we finished it, I was like, okay, where do I go to get my second map? You know, like, normally every DLC has a map. Where do I go? It never gave me a map. And I'm like, what's going on? Rage! And then Geek's like, no, great Xandereth. Do not rageth for th- you already haveth in your inventoryeth. You know. he didn't say ith that much. But anyway, it does give you three maps. There's three maps, four missions. I think the second map is the Scorched Desert. And the third map, is that Besieged Farmlands? Or is
Shadowy
that...
Forest.
Shadowy that's the Forest, Shadowy yeah. Forest, yeah. Okay, so that's where those ones are. So, your first part of the mission, okay. The thing is, how far are we going to go into detail on this? The thing is, right now, for our live listeners, the bulk of them, for the live listeners... you know, probably already beat this, has already gone and moved past this. And definitely for our remastered listeners, they're probably, it's going to be like a week and a half, nearly 2 weeks before they listen to this, you know, since launch. So I think that would give them a very healthy, you know, lead. So I what do you think?
It's only been 2 days.
Yeah.
You seem to think it was like a week ago.
Okay, so... okay, yeah.
I mean, we shouldn't give everyone all the answers.
Yeah, try to be vague.
I don't know if I can be vague. that's just the thing.
Galactrix is good at being vague.
Okay, true. Galactrix, would you like to be vague?
I don't know. I could. The animate clay is the one that, I had problems with doing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I can't remember what it was that I had a problem with.
Yeah, because I remember it so it made you mad when I figured it out.
Was it the passcode?
Yes, that's what it is. There's a passcode in there that you have to... that is essentially a barcode and you have to translate it.
Oh, yeah.
I
just couldn't figure it out.
I may have just screen grabbed it and uploaded it to a website that told me what it said.
I did that as well, but it got the last four characters wrong, which is why I couldn't figure it out.
Did you rotate the image so that it was sideways?
I tried.
Aww.
I tried it, but it just couldn't figure it out. It got the first four characters correct, and I thought, you know, all of it was correct. So I was entering it in, and all the time it was wrong, which is why it was frustrating me that it kept saying it was wrong.
That's a shame.
Oh my god, did I, like, totally miss something? There's a barcode that I'm supposed to decode?
Yeah.
Seriously,
you did
where?
The mission, right?
Yeah, I beat it.
Yeah, it was in Savage
Academy.
Coast. Yeah.
There's a barcode at the Savage Coast.
Yeah, you're doing the part at the Academy, you have to find out information, but the only information you have is a barcode.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute.
Which the part before that
the barcode
was
on the ID tag, right? The barcode's on the ID tag. You just went to the computer inside.
Yeah, but you know you
needed the number.
What did you need the code to enter into the computer? What did you do? I mean, what the? If you didn't translate the barcode, how did you know the ID?
Crap, I'm trying to remember.
I'm wondering too.
Yeah, me too. I'm gonna get a landline and call my wife. Actually, she's coming.
He went to a browser and typed in unfair.co.
Ironically, I tried unfair and they don't have it up yet.
Yeah, no, they don't even have it up on the net that I know of.
No, there's fragments that you can get from the forums where people have been discussing it in the spoiler threads. But
no, that was
there
the one
the full thing.
Yeah, Antita just came over and told me she figured that part out, and you know, me and her were doing it together. So, but I'm proud that there was parts that I
figured
out
too. Speaking
of landline,
Did any of you call the number within the mission?
I did.
Yeah,
I did. Yes, go ahead.
We were worried about international charges, so we found a recording that somebody made of it online. So that
I was just saying, did you find the YouTube clip? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm calling MS.
You have reached the office of P. Schuyler and Sons. We are currently in the field performing acquisitions, but you are welcome to visit our Nook in the Shades for service at any time. Have your customer number ready, and remember that we're only a... away.
Screw that part.
What's that?
The what made me laugh was we're currently in the field making acquisitions. If you don't know, this company you're calling is a corpse acquisition company.
Yeah.
So how are we going to talk about this? So some of you guys don't want to go into details on how to go through. You don't necessarily want to do a walkthrough of the answers.
You can say what you liked about it. I liked that phone call thing because that was just out of the box. You know, that's something I'd never had to do in an investigation in Secret World before.
Yeah.
And it was a real phone number. It's a real number.
Yeah.
Phone.
Yes.
It was like a really big callback to the ARGs that they used to do before launch.
Yep.
Definitely. You used to have to do stuff like that for those all the time.
Yeah, I like that as well, to be honest, because that the day it came out, myself and Galactrix were on going through these missions, and he hadn't done this one yet, and it was the first one I did. And I came on to TS, I was like, oh, there's a telephone number. I might ring it. I thought,
yeah,
I'm going to ring this.
Well, when we were trying to figure out where to go for that part, like where to physically go in the game, as soon as I got to the end, I was like, I'm so glad I studied abroad because I know exactly where that number is from.
Yeah, I googled part of the number. I thought, ooh, that's a number I could call.
Well, I googled the number too. I'm used to making international calls, but I didn't know the 44. Extension, you know, where that was, and I guess it's right down next to you guys.
Yep.
Yeah.
I had a phone number like that for a little bit. Could never remember it.
But the thing is, it was, really, European numbers, I could never remember. If I'm lost without a phone, I'm screwed. So... what was your guys' favorite part? So we got the phone call was really cool. One of my favorite parts is actually after the phone call, when you have to go, because we figured out that obviously it's London, because we had to figure out the, when we went to go to see if we're actually going to dial this number, we googled it that, yeah, the +44 is actually, you know, London, so what the hell, you know, let's go to London and see where their office is, kind of thing, right? And we ended up going, and then, running into a corpse. So I ran into this corpse. I'm not going to tell you where it is. Yeah, I'm going to figure it out.
Did you figure out the code?
Well, we had the code. We had the code. The code is on the picture. Yeah.
Anyway. No. The sequence to get the get to the point where you type in the code.
The sequence. I think we went over that. Like, I don't know. I think we were messing around with that for 5 or 10 minutes until Antita figured out that one. That's one, another one that I kept, because I kept pressing buttons. I kept pressing buttons, and it kept saying on the screen, "You cannot use this item right now. You are unable to use this item. You're unable to use this item." Well, then why the hell is the item there? You know. Well, that and the trail of people. The trail of people is kind of obvious where, you know, the location is supposed to, you're supposed to go, right? So that's kind of the one
that does help.
It does help. True. That's the thing. For it to be a true investigation mission, when you're actually playing normal investigation missions in the actual secret world, you can't tell, because it depends on what stage the person is at what time. You know, people could be running anywhere, but it just happens to be really lucky for us that they just, everyone's playing these missions right now. So it's kind of like, you see a big crowd of people. Like, actually, I think Antita is awesome. I'm just going to say that. She was the one that noticed the, because I immediately said, this has to be somewhere in the Haitian market. I kept saying black market, but I meant the Haitian market. And so I'm like searching around in the Haitian market, went to the fight club and everything. She was the one that found a big humongous group of people and then told me to flag me over there. But yeah, I think it took like 5 minutes before she figured out what the code was, and then she told me the code. I did the code with the little pictures, and then I love what they did. My favorite part is what they did with the zombie. He goes ops and pukes, and he rips open his rib cage just for you to type the password in. I thought that was cool. I was like, that's the most creative use of a zombie ever.
I don't know. The zombie, the way the zombie delivers items to you is pretty good, too.
Yeah, he just puked it up on the floor, didn't he?
True. Yeah.
That was funny. I really enjoyed that part. That was one of my favorite parts of that. What other memorable parts is there of this mission?
I mean, this one wasn't that long. I feel. Well, maybe it's just because I did the immersion one right after it. But
Yeah. I think the next part I liked in that mission was going to Innsmouth Academy. Yeah. Because there was a weird instructions you had to follow, like walking around. And I got that the first time. But you have to know where the start location is, and I picked the right start location. Because you're just following directions, like walk 40 steps, you know, in one direction, and then turn 270 degrees the other direction. You know, you could be in completely the wrong place and never find anything.
And if I remember, like, some of the directions were in old tongue that you actually had to Google what the meaning was.
Yeah, it said, like, turn to Widdershins, which I had to look up, and it was like, that means clockwise.
Counterclockwise.
Yeah. I was a bit confused by that one.
Yeah, that part was a little rough. But I thought it was very interesting. I mean, actually, I felt like I was, like, following a treasure map or something. It was pretty cool. Yeah. So I did not like the treasure I found.
Oh, yeah.
That was probably my most frustrating point.
Yeah, we started from the wrong tree a couple times.
Yeah. Oh, no, hang on. There was something that me and Antita was trying to figure out. When you log into the computer at the academy, it says, welcome, P... whatever the hell the doctor's name is again, I can't remember. What's his name? Aldini. That's P. Aldini is Aldini's the father.
Yeah,
of the person that you log in as.
Yeah.
So who are we logging in?
Spoiler warnings.
Spoiler warning.
Okay.
So basically, if you didn't follow the story, what happens is, you go to Dr. Aldini in New York. He says that one of his new creations has gone amok. You know, it's one of those golem-type things that he's put together from a couple of bodies. And basically, you're trying to follow this thing, figuring out who it is. And then you find out who it is at Innsmouth Academy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that totally went over my head. Totally. Seriously, that totally went over my head. Oh, I didn't even clue in.
Yeah, see, so basically Dr. Aldini killed his father and turned him into a golem. Spoilers.
Huh. What? Dr. Aldini, the one that we go to, killed his father and then turned him into a golem. Okay. Creepy.
Yeah, it's a bit confusing throughout the whole thing, whether it's going to be... Because you get the hint that it's a family member. Halfway through the mission. And I was sitting there thinking, well, is it a parent? Is it a child? Or was it one of his kids? Or, you know, something like that.
I was so worried it was going to be a child.
So was I, to be honest. And I wouldn't have put it past Scriv to put that in. If I'm totally
honest.
Or
multiple children formed into one creature.
Because we didn't know what it was going to be until we got to it.
Yeah.
Well, it's especially kind of worrying because there's several links back to Mary Shelley's Frankenstein throughout the mission. And obviously, Dr. Frankenstein considered the monster to be his child. So, you know, it's kind of like you kind of... casting back to that story and you think to yourself, well, is this going to turn out the same way? You know, what's going on here?
Yeah, oh yeah, my favorite part was like the end where you have to get rid of the monster. Like that was interesting
that
the way
that
they carried that out.
Hang on, I thought, hang on, this is an investigation mission. What's going on? This shouldn't be happening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can attack that thing, but it won't die.
Tune in next time. Dun dun dun.
I liked the part in the very beginning where you have to get into Aldini's computer and the way that you have to find the password for that. That was nice.
Yeah, I had to research for that one. I had to think, you know, obviously I'm going to look up Frankenstein's monster because I've never seen Frankenstein the movie or the book.
Luckily I've read both the book and seen the film. Fantastic, yep. By the way. If you haven't read the book, read the book. Very emotional.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I've seen the movie. I've never read the book. And to be absolutely honest, I would never have got it if it wasn't for Geek. Geek told me exactly. Well, he didn't come out and tell me what it was, but he told me where to look. And then a couple keystrokes, boom, and I found the answer. And then, in my defense... I found the answer, and Gig specifically asked me, what is it? And then I said the answer, and all of a sudden, Galactic's like, okay, I'm playing this mission, answers are flying around, I'm leaving. To a different channel, and I'm like, oh my god, did I just do that? Sorry.
No, unfortunately, I was on the next step after that, so I didn't spoil what I was doing. So, but that was kind of crazy. I was like, oh, yeah, I better leave this thing just in case.
So, in all in good fun, do you know if these are repeatable?
There should be. I think all the investigation missions are now repeatable.
Yeah, I think so.
Some of them kind of have to be.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do that.
That's true.
Just to get the other lore.
That is true.
Yeah, there's a cooldown on that one for me. I got like 18 hours left.
So, we do have... is there anything else that we wanted to talk about this one? Was there anything else we missed? We talked about the ending a little bit. Has a really cool ending. If you haven't got to... And, well, I apologize to if you have not played this mission yet and we kind of spoiled some of the story for you. Sorry. But you had a week. Seriously,
yeah, 2 days.
No,
they didn't. You
okay,
keep saying a week.
2 days, dude. 2 days.
By the time we release this episode on Tuesday, it will have been a week.
Yes.
Remember.
Okay.
Our core audience is remastered episodes, so if you are driving on
the
interstate...
Jeez, way to make the people listening now feel bad.
I was gonna say.
Sorry to the people that are listening. It's one of those days.
Keep digging, Xander. You'll hit China eventually, man.
Exactly. Well, I'm already in Seoul. Wait a minute. No, I moved to New York. Jack Rats. I am screwed anyway.
I have an interesting fact about this mission.
Yes, I'm all about this.
Go for it.
So, Peace Schuler is the company that you end up trying to make contact with.
Uh-huh.
And they are also the company, the jeweler that made the ring you get at the start of the game.
Also, P. Schuler is a reference to an American science fiction writer.
And it's also the map of another game.
Don't they pronounce it Skylar in this.
Yeah, it's, I forget how you pronounce it. It's all kinds of.
Yeah.
Flemmy.
Because in, on the phone message, it does say, I think it says Skylar on the phone message.
Something like that.
Peace, Skylar and Sons.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's an aspersion to Arcanum, I think the game's called.
Arcanum. Yeah.
Let me just look it up.
Let's Play Arcanum Part 15, P. Schuylers and Sons. Yeah, it's a map, or it's a mission in the game. I'm thinking, I don't know a lot about it. I was going through the internet researching, but I was looking up that name to see if I couldn't find like a website.
Yeah, it's a level, basically. It's part of the storyline of a game called Arcanum. So, which is an old RPG.
So there you go, because you also get to play an RPG in the next mission, Immersion. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm not finished yet, so I'll finish that one.
That
I'm
one
only
gives
on
me
two.
A headache.
I loved it.
Me too.
Yeah, it was awesome. The ending is really good, but this is also the mission that gives you the access to the Fate Council thing that we were talking last week. So you were wondering how to unlock the Fate Council seal. This is the mission you have to do, and it gives you that access at the end.
Access in world?
Yeah, in the game, it's that, you know, at the end of the game, it says you can get a Fate Council seal now.
Huh.
Yeah. Yep.
Interesting.
Because before, we were wondering like how to unlock this thing, because it's grayed out on the guy. And they said, I think Joel said that it hadn't been released yet. So obviously, when they released this mission pack, then it became active, because now you had to do this mission.
Interesting. I didn't know about that before. I didn't know about that before tonight. But that's good to know, because we were going to follow up on that. And I guess you followed up on it inadvertently, intentionally. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Made sense in your head, didn't it?
It made sense to me. But, is there anything else you guys would like to share about this mission? Anything else about the secret world? I just dropped something in my head.
Definitely a good place to start these missions from, I think.
Yes.
I didn't find it too taxing as such. Even if you haven't read, you know, Frankenstein or seen the movie or anything, it's still easy enough to find the answer to bits and pieces. So it's definitely a good starting point.
Yeah. I like how all the missions, the four investigations they release, are different. Like, they have different kind of mechanics or quirks in them. Like we were talking about the text-based game one. That's something I haven't seen them do before. And the phone number one in the Animate Clay. That's, you know, they do crazy stuff.
The phone number was probably the most awesomest thing they've done. But then again, they've created fake email, they've created fake websites that they're hosting still. I do believe that they're still in Orochi.
Yeah,
Orochi
it was for a mission, so they kind of have to keep it up.
I was going to say, that'll have to stay up forever, wouldn't it, really? As long as the game stays up.
But they also have other fake websites that they created for the ARG, for the specific ARGs themselves. So I wonder if there's a list of websites that they created, and see if those assets are still in play.
They're probably do. Like on the forums. Tyler Freeborn one.
Yeah.
And they've used phone calls before, back in the old ARGs before release.
Mm-hmm. Film what?
In one of the ARGs, they like randomly called you with a recorded message of like crying.
Calls. Yeah. Those are cool. Yeah, those
are
really cool. Yes. They get this random, because you're going to be an agent or whatever, and you have to wait and you get this random message at this random. You could be sit there sleeping or be on
or
a can.
Work.
Yeah.
I remember hearing about, what was it, the end of days ARG that they had at the 2012 winter, whatever. The final step on that was someone had to actually go to Montreal, and there was like an envelope or something on a bench in real life that had the clue in it that everyone in the world needed.
Nice. Didn't know that.
Did they?
Yeah, because apparently these ARGs are like hosted by some company they outsource it to. So, you know, there was someone there to stick things like a clue in the real world for people to find.
Huh. Wow. Wouldn't that really suck if the person that found it went back and kept the answer for themselves?
Yeah, that's what would have sucked. Yeah. That's the thing about the Secret World community. They shared it. Everyone got the answer. They got the thing.
Yeah. At one point in the ARGs, wasn't there a clue that nobody, that, like, just was never found?
I don't know. I can't remember.
I think they're all completed.
Well, I mean, also, that's the thing with some of them. You don't know if... what happened. Like, they didn't officially end.
Yeah, true. But the cool thing about an ARG is, if you have the community stumped for a significant amount of time or whatever, if you have them stumped for a while, you can always log in as an alias and then post the answer.
Yeah, we thought that they did that a couple times.
Because there was some of them that I had no... There was one ARG, and it wasn't a Funcom one, but there was one ARG that you had this picture... you had a picture of a biplane or some kind of airplane. I think it was an airplane, or it could have been a boat. One or the other. But anyway, you had to take this picture, this normal picture, right, off the internet. Then you had to go... And you had to find, you know, by decoding this certain thing or whatever, you had to go find this program, install it onto your computer, and then open the picture with that program. And basically, this program puts a picture inside of a picture, or retrieves
that was,
a picture
that was for
from
Secret
a picture.
World.
Yeah, it was for Secret World, but it wasn't, I don't know if it was a Funcom one or one of the community ones.
I'm pretty sure it was a Funcom. No, it was a community one. Remember that.
Yeah, because there's a lot of them. And I did, and I went and I did it. Mind you, I played catch up. They were doing the ARG, and I was just not smart enough to figure out some of the stuff that they were doing, like quantum level math. It's like, wow, dude, you're like smart. Drool cup here, you know. But it was just really fantastic, all the stuff, all these things that these people did to unlock all these codes, and, you know, adding elements of that into the game again, and it's phenomenal.
Yeah, although I do think that if they used a lot of the stuff, if they incorporated a lot of the stuff that they did in the old ARGs, like, into investigation missions, a lot of people would totally rage quit, because they used to do things like hiding images inside the frequency of a sound file.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
I remember that one. You know, a lot of people... Back in the early days, really were hardcore about the Morse code mission. Or am I? Oh, there is a Morse code mission,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
There are
two of them
at the airport.
The game.
Yeah,
there's the one in the airport, which you know it plays a really fast audio clip. Mm-hmm. I managed to get that one myself by slowing it down. Yeah. But there's another one. That you do for Sam Krieg, I think. That's flashing lights.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Flashing lights Morse code. So you have to do it visually there.
See, that I found easier. I found the flashing one easier than the recorded one.
Yeah, it was.
I'm ex-army, so it's all Morse code to me. So it was relatively okay.
I'm doing the abandoned, so it's all Greek to me.
Yeah,
literally.
Nice one. But yeah, like you, Galatrix, I slowed it down so I could actually hear the beeps and the tones. They were kind of fast. And I was rusty on the Morse code, and I figured it out too. But yeah, you know, there were, like, back in the ARG days, there were some pretty fantastic clues or riddles to solve that I'm not sure... Or I'm not confident that our current game base could probably crack. That's the thing. I think it was more. It was more smart, not smarter people. The ARGs brought
puzzle inclined.
Exactly, the puzzle inclined people that like those kind of puzzles. That's the games that they like to play. Maybe not a lot of them stuck around for the actual Secret World. They were just there for the ARG itself. So there are people that just love ARGs. You think this shit up, they will sit there and crack it. That's what they like to do, right? Now, I'm fairly confident there's still a lot of people here that are good at the ARGs or whatnot, and if they should start to resurrect those again, I'm fairly confident that people are going to do that. But, yeah, I'm just there's a big ARG crowd, especially back when JJ, everyone knows JJ Abrams, the director of Star Trek and Star Trek Into Darkness. For Star Trek, they did a big, humongous, massive ARG. They were putting clues everywhere, like in videos, in interviews, and websites, stuff like that. And people were hunting stuff down. Had to go all kinds of. People even had to go and hack website addresses to get these. It was a completely different level. Than the Secret World one, and they were wow. There are ARG junkies out there, and this is stuff that they hunt down. But if they got that really that complicated, I don't think a lot of people would play it. I wouldn't. The ARGs, the last one, I barely kept up with. The Slaughterhouse 666, I barely kept up with that one. All the previous ones, I would just get my recap. I tune in, once or twice a week just to get an update on what's going on. Other than that, I never participated in.
Yeah, and like the thing, first of all, we have done things like hack. We've had to hack websites for ARGs for Secret World before, and what you were saying before about. How you think that a lot of the people from the ARGs might not have stuck around. I think that part of that is that when the ARGs first started, like 2 or 3 years before beta even started. So like I'm sure there were a lot of people that found it, got really excited about it, and then it kind of fell off the radar because time passed. Because that happened to me, like, twice with Secret World, where I'd come on and, like, rediscover it, get back on the ARG forums and all that, and then a couple months would go by and I'd forget, and then I'd get reminded a few months later again.
Yep. Indubitably. But I think we're going to call it a do. For tonight, we came, we talked about this segment, this mission here, the, what was the name of it?
The Animate Clay.
I keep wanting to say animated. The Animate Clay, yeah, I just had to bring up my notes. Now, the thing is, next week, I'm not going to promise which one we're going to do. We could do Trials of the Dragon, we could do Immersion, we could do The Abandoned. We
can do game one of the Immersion.
Yeah, you can run through it live.
Well, I know, then that means we'd have like 3 years worth of content. So we're going to try and do one each week, and then hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll have Tokyo. I said Tokyo Yay. This time, right?
Yep, yes. Tokyo.
Okay, cool. Last time I said New York, which is awkward because we're in New York. That would be
Tokyo
awkward.
Awaits.
Yes. So hopefully Tokyo will be out on Test Live by then. Or you never know, it might just be in our, gaming path. So we have a couple weeks, a couple episodes to get through these. All in all, I guess so far, just for this mission, was this mission worth the money that we paid? Mind you, yes, you got your four missions in there, but was this a good mission?
Yes.
Yeah. Totally.
I would say that it was worth what I paid. Faye might not say the same thing. I heard what he said earlier, but
What's that? Who?
Faye started the mission. Like, the first one he picked was immersion, and he did not like that at all. Because he was like, I paid for a crappy text game from the 1980s. It's like, you know, I think the mission you pick first will color your experience. Because I picked Trials of the Dragon first. That was a pretty easy kind of, I don't know.
Why?
Each one of these missions involves a different kind of thing. Like the text-based game, you need to, you know, do a bunch of text-based things, you know, like adventure kind of game kind of things. You don't actually need to research things. It's more of a geographical kind of thing. But Dash is doing The Abandoned, which requires a lot of ancient language translation. So if you like that kind of thing, or if you don't like that kind of thing, it's going to change your experience.
That one I may wait for the guide to do, because I cannot handle doing that much translation, especially by hand.
I might not even try.
Well, that's the nice thing about investigation missions, is that if you don't want to do them, you can just wait till there's a guide and get the reward anyway. You don't have to really, like, do much to get through an investigation mission if you have the answers.
Yeah, and I think, Xander, you've done the animate clay, so you can say that that's kind of a standard kind of investigation kind of thing where you have to know
a general
kind of fact kind of thing. And I think, what was Trials of the Dragon? It was more of a Trials of the Dragon. I don't think it involves you having to research a lot of stuff, but it involves a lot of like task-based things. Like, I think there's a fist fight you have to do in that one.
Yeah.
Nice, looking forward
to
it.
And a fire maze.
Yeah, I really like that one. And especially
looking
where they
forward
put
to
that
too.
Maze.
You do have to figure out the hints of where everything is, but it's really not that hard if you know the maps.
Yeah, if you know the game locations, if you've been in the game for a long time, you'll know what they're talking about.
And now there's plenty of people who will help.
Uh-huh. Now, my question is, why did you not start with Animate Clay first? Why did you not start with the first one?
I don't know. I just decided to pick one. I said Trials of the Dragon because I was in Transylvania. I thought that sounded pretty cool.
Okay. Did anyone else not start with Animate Clay?
No, I started with that one.
Yeah.
I just assumed it's the first map that pops up. I didn't even know, like I said, I didn't even know it rotates, right? I didn't know there's more than one map. So, you know, kudos to Galatrix for seeing that right off the bat and just totally going to the left.
Oh, yeah. I saw those arrows. I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Galatrix knows to always turn left.
Yes, turn left unless you turn right twice.
Three times?
No.
Yes, turning right twice would turn you around. To behind you. If you want to go left, you have to turn right three times.
Yeah, but if you turn left once, you'll get that map. But if you go left to right once, then you'll get the...
Oh, see, I thought we were talking about literal turning, not map turning. That's different.
I was talking about the map.
And I guess we're on different right pages.
Of the map. Anyway, so, yeah. First off, if you haven't played any of them, we haven't spoiled that much yet, so...
Except for the plot of the first one, so...
Yeah, we haven't said any of the answers. You have to figure that stuff out all by yourself. There's no guides out there, so... There is a helpful forum thread that we found, so... There are some spoilers there. There are some... Actually, I don't really think they come out in... Last time I checked, I don't think they actually give answers. They point you in the right direction.
They do, but when they do, they hide it under a spoiler tag.
Well, all the spoilers that I seen didn't really tell you. They just pointed you in the right direction.
I saw couple. Like, I saw one after we did the mission that gave the barcode answer.
Yeah.
But mind you, the last time I looked at it, like, the one that I'm talking about was Major Spoilers, the Animate Clay. Last time I looked, when we did this mission, there was 4 pages. There's 7 pages now. So, probably at some point, maybe after the 4th page, you might have a little bit more detailed answers. I'm not sure. I didn't go through the whole post, but Nisquam, Joel is, you know, answering questions, stuff like that. He's putting clues there, too. So... Tune in, go to the forums, under the forums, go to the game, missions and the Animate Clay. Now, I'm fairly confident that other ones for, you know, immersion and whatnot so far are there too, so go take a look at those. So we will be back next week, and we're going to pick one, one that we've all done, and then we're going to start talking and reviewing that. So I actually give this one 2 thumbs up. This is your standard, this is a standard TSW investigation mission so far. This one, the adamant clay that we're talking about. This is a pretty standard one. So this is right up, you know, yeah. It's not too hard.
I'm
going
to talk to Al Dini so I can give it 3 thumbs up.
2 thumbs up and a tail. That's right. I got a tail. So anyway, one little bit of news before we do go. I'm going to play a little bit of something here for you. And then I'll tell you what it is after. Oops, that wasn't it. That right there, our loyal listeners, that is the outro. Yes, the outro to one of our new shows that's here on Holosuite Media and on actually, it's not on Holosuite Access, but it's here. It's at the website, Holosuite Media. The very first episode was released yesterday. It is called Commentary Frack Stars. Yes, Frack Stars. So for all you fans of BSG, Battlestar Galactica, and I'm talking about the miniseries and the re-envisioned Battlestar Galactica, Blood and Chrome, Caprica, and oh, did someone say that there's a new movie coming? Oh yes, guess what? There's a new BSG movie coming. Ha! Oh, yeah. Who would have thought? I know it's true, you know why? Because it says so on HolosuiteMedia.com. There's actually an article about it too. But anyway, so if you're interested or if you like Battlestar Galactica, go and check out Commentary Frack Stars, all about BSG. And yeah, like I said, just started this week. It's a weekly podcast. It'll be released every Wednesday. So yeah, go check it out. So anyway, that's a little plug for them. Welcome to the Holosuite family. And for the rest of you guys out there, you know, we're going to... I almost said keep your stick on the ice. And I figured I probably was the only person that would have got that.
It's a hockey thing, right?
The Red-Green Show?
I hope so.
You ever watch the Red-Green Show?
No.
No.
Just a random Canadian thing. It was like that moment that, you know, that moment towards the end of the show is like, oh, I should say that, but no, I shouldn't. Yeah, no one will get it. But anyway, so now you'll know the next time I get that random Canadian moment and I want to say that. Yeah, makes total sense. But anyway, so we'll see you all next week, and we'll be reviewing one of the other 3 missions. So stay tuned for that. And good night, everybody.
Night.
Good night.
You're fine.
tuning in to tonight's broadcast of Beyond the Veil, a production of Holosuite Media. Join us next week at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and be sure to check holosuitemedia.com and iTunes for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at BeyondTSW. If you have any questions or comments, please send us an email to BeyondTSW@gmail.com, and join us next week at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another episode of Beyond the Veil, a place where hilarity always ensues.